Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. How to vet a Dakula daycare, licensing, star ratings, and the reports most parents never see. Before you tour a single daycare in Dakula, there are three things worth knowing: whether a program is actually licensed, what its star rating means, and where to read its inspection history. All three are public, and all three take about 10 minutes. Choosing childcare is one of the higher stakes decisions a family makes, and most parents make it on a tour, a price sheet, and a gut feeling. Georgia gives you considerably more to work with than that. Who regulates daycares in Georgia? Childcare in Georgia is overseen by Bright from the start, the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning, usually shortened to Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning. Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning licenses programs, inspects them, investigates complaints, and publishes the results. The agency recognizes several categories of provider, and the differences matter more than most families realize. Child Care Learning Center, CCLC, the standard licensed center. Inspected and monitored by the state. Family Child Care Learning Home, FCCLH, care in a private residence for at least 3 but no more than 6 children under 13, for fewer than 24 hours a day. Also licensed. License-exempt programs, certain church-run preschools, short-term summer camps, and some recreation programs operate legally without a state license. The exempt category is the one to understand. Several well-regarded Dakula programs are classified as exempt only in state records, including some church weekday preschools, seasonal camps, and county recreation programs. Exempt does not mean bad, and it does not mean unlawful. Many exempt programs are long established and well-loved by the families who use them. But it does mean something specific. An exempt program isn't subject to the same state licensing inspections, so the inspection history you can pull up for a licensed center may simply not exist for an exempt one. If you're comparing two programs and one is licensed and one isn't, you are not comparing the same thing. Ask the program directly about its status and about what oversight it does have. Quality rated, Georgia's star system. Quality rated is Georgia's voluntary quality rating system for licensed programs, and it's the closest thing childcare has to the great schools rating parents use for K-12. Participation is voluntary. A program that takes part is choosing to be measured against standards above the state's minimum licensing requirements. Ratings run from 1 to 3 stars. 1 star, meets standards exceeding state health and safety requirements, meets several quality benchmarks, scores sufficiently on independent observation. 3 stars, meets numerous quality benchmarks and scores high on independent observation. The rating combines two things: a portfolio the program submits covering family partnerships, teaching practices, and staff qualifications, and environment rating scale, ERS, assessments, classroom observations by credentialed assessors looking at health, safety, learning activities, and teacher interactions. A useful nuance: an unrated program is not necessarily a poor one. It may simply not have gone through the voluntary process. What a star rating tells you is that an outside expert has been in those classrooms and scored them. Where to actually look things up? Two free state tools do most of the work. QualityRated.org, search licensed programs near you and view star ratings, safety and inspection reports, hours, prices, teacher credentials, and transportation options. You can even search along your commute. Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning S, Compliance at a Glance, a parent-facing dashboard that presents inspection and monitoring data in plainer language than raw reports. Inspection records generally cover 3 kinds of visit: licensing visits, monitoring visits, and complaint investigations. That third category is the one most parents don't know exists, and the one worth reading. When you read a report, look at severity rather than the raw count of citations. Reports typically distinguish immediate hazards from paperwork and training gaps. A center with several administrative findings and no safety hazards is a different story from one with a repeated safety citation. What about free pre-K and subsidies? Two state programs are worth asking about by name. Georgia's pre-K program, lottery-funded, free to families, offered at participating providers. Several DeCoola centers offer it, and slots are limited. CAPS, Child Care and Parent Services, Georgia's Child Care Subsidy. Since December 31, 2021, providers generally must be quality rated or in provisional or probationary status to receive CAPS funding, with limited exemptions. If cost is a factor, ask about both on your first call, not your third. Questions worth asking on a tour. Are you state licensed or license exempt? Are you quality rated and at what level? If not, why not? What's your teacher-to-child ratio in my child's room right now, not the licensed maximum? What's staff to notice a violation or been in the last year? How do you handle discipline, illness, and injuries, and how am I notified? May I see your most recent inspection report? A confident program will hand it over. Do you offer Georgia pre-K, and how does the waitlist work? Reach Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning directly. Parents can contact the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning at 404-657-5562 or, including to file a complaint about a program. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeCoolaWire.com.